This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Crude closed up today 1% or so for the U.S. benchmark in New York, but it's been a tumultuous year and a half on the downside for oil. So, as with all things market-related, what happens now? You can be sure the pros, the analysts, and the investors are looking to past busts for enlightenment, and one narrative making the rounds on Wall Street of late suggests oil is falling apart the same way subprime mortgages did, and that the bust could last just as long. Maybe, maybe not, we don't know yet. But why do we always look to yesterday for clues to tomorrow? From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong is on that one.
Like snowflakes, no two bubbles are the same. And yet there's comfort in using yesterday's bust to try to explain what's happening today, and maybe predict the future. Alex Dryden at JP Morgan is global market strategist in London.
You do always see people drawing parallels between what we're seeing in energy and what we're seeing in markets to tech bubbles and real estate bubbles that we've seen in the past.
One chart plotting the fall of crude oil prices is a dead ringer for subprime mortgages back in 2008. The correlation is crazy high. But correlation is not causation. Ed Herz at the oil firm Hill House Resources teaches economics at the University of Houston. He recalls back in grad school.
My classmate Mark Grinblatt regressed GNP growth against the incidence of sunspots and dysentery in Scotland.
He had the highest correlation in the class.
So he won the case of beer.
With market predictions, there's good and there's bad technical analysis. Sometimes past performance is predictive. And with so much uncertainty about oil in the world economy, the pros are looking for some sign for tomorrow. Spencer Cutter is an energy credit analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence.
They're not only looking for the length of the downturn, but the severity of the downturn to try to find, you know, where is the bottom? Because nobody knows what is the right price for oil. Is it $30 a barrel, $40 a barrel, $80 a barrel? There is no empirical right price.
The one thing safe to say, and it is safe in this context, is yes, it's different this time. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.